everybody. Mike Lawson here. We are at the Q's Directors Conference in wonderful Maui, Hawaii. And look who I ran into, Mr. Jim Stickley. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. It's Maui. How can you not be?
How can you not be fantastic? Exactly. Hey, speaking of fantastic, you just gave a fantastic presentation in there. Can you give folks who weren't here just a quick summary on what you talked about? I know it's kind of like all email-based.
Yeah, today, I mean, we're really focusing on email. The biggest problem that we have is that email is where everybody's falling victim right now. I mean, no matter what type of attack it is, it starts with an email. Yep. Someone clicks a link, they open an attachment. Once they do those types of things, it just dominoes from there, and the damage is done.
But why email? Why is email so easy, I guess, is the question.
Well, because you can target every employee that way. I mean, like, if I'm going to hack in, like, if I had to physically hack an organization, that means that I have to, like, bang at the firewall and figure out, like, if they have any ports open, and then get from the firewall to a server, and then find a vulnerability on the server, and just kind of, it's so much work. On the other hand, if I can send one of your employees an email, mm-hmm. and they click a link or open an attachment and install the malware for me on their computer, I'm done. I'm already in. I bypassed all that security.
So that's how it works. It's like you just send an email something with a link to a malware or a bad site or whatever, and then boom, you're in, and then that's game over.
That's the one domino right there. You push that one over, and then they all just fall.
Okay, gotcha. There was one other thing in there. Is like you call LinkedIn the greatest hacking tool on the planet. Explain yourself, sir.
All right. So first of all, I'm not against LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn account. I truly think that everybody should have a LinkedIn account if you're in business. That said, LinkedIn gives you everything about every employee. I mean, so think about, like, from a hacking standpoint, I want to know who your employees are so I can attack them. More importantly, I need to target specific employees. So LinkedIn, I can go there and I can find out the names of all of your employees. I can find out their job titles. I can then read their profiles. And a lot of times they'll like list, like, I'm a programmer and here's what I do there. And here's the, I program in MySQL. Now I know they use MySQL, you know. And so I can find out so much stuff. And then the best one is, now that I know all this stuff about them, I can look and see how long they've worked there. So if you get an employee that's been there, you know, 4 months or less, they don't know policies very well. They don't want to rock the boat. If somebody tells them to do something, they just do it if they think it's another coworker.
Indeed. And another thing that you brought up, and a lot of us fall prey to this, is never trust an email, no matter who it's from.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at in this day and age, is when you receive an email, people look and they go, oh, that came from my mom, or that came from my boss, or whoever. Just because that name is there doesn't mean anything. I mean, and spoofing emails has been around forever. And it's just one of those things, though, that people now, especially with social media, they get an email, it'll say like, hey, Jim, check this out, or hey, Jim, something, something. And then they may like mention your dog. And so you go, oh, well, clearly this is my friend. They mentioned my dog. But I can find out about your dog just by going to your Facebook page. And now I can find out all sorts of other stuff. Include that in the email, and you will think I am absolutely your best friend who just sent you this email. So then you click the link.
Because I've gotten those emails where it's like, hey, I saw you in this, the example that you gave in there, I saw you in this picture, you should check it out, click on this.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
Common, those are really common. Yeah. So at this point, to me, if you get an unsolicited email, meaning the email comes and you didn't ask your friend to send it to you, and you have no idea what's being sent, don't click the link, don't open the attachment, wait, pick up the phone, call the person or text them and say, hey, I just got this email from you, what is this? Yeah. And if they text back and say, WTF, well, then, you know, maybe they didn't send you the email.
That's the time to delete. All right.
Yes. Which means why the face, as I learned on Modern
Family.
Oh, does
it? Okay. Yes. Okay, I got that now. Yes. All right. Well, another term that you came up with, or it's probably already out there, hybrid social engineering. What the heck is this?
So hybrid social engineering is where basically what you're trying to do is take, and you want to social engineer somebody. So it's using a little bit of information that you were able to gather online or in some way, and then trying to trick somebody into giving you more information. Mm-hmm. But it's taking it one step further, and it's mixing in hacking with that. So you're using, you know, malware and other things that you're tying into that social engineering type of attack. So if you get them on the phone, you start walking them through something, so you're talking to them, and then you get them to install something or do something where they give you remote access to their PC, and then you install it in. So you're doing this hybrid approach where you're not just sending an email and just doing social, or just doing the social engineering that way. You're not just getting them on the phone and only talking. You're mixing all this stuff together to have some success.
Okay. Last question for you, because I know you got to go. You're a busy man here in Maui. You got beaches to hang out at.
Cars to crash.
Twice. I crashed my rental car twice on this trip because I wasn't even drinking. I'm just, it's trouble. I've clearly just lost my mind.
But you got the insurance, which is a good thing.
I so did. I'd never get the insurance. I bought it this time and they are going to lose on this deal.
Lesson learned. Hey, last question for you. This is a credit union directors conference. What what did you want to get across to directors as opposed to IT people? Which were your messages maybe a little bit different? What did you want to get across to these folks here?
Was their responsibility. I mean, FFIC has put out guidelines and they're making it very clear. They're expecting so much more from the directors now to be aware of what type of cybersecurity, what they're doing to protect their credit unions. And it's no longer a matter of just like, hey, we know they do stuff and we check the box. They now outline very specifically, these board members need to be aware of this stuff. Like, here's what you're supposed to be doing. Here's a list of questions you must ask and they're supposed to be documenting. So I wanted to make sure that they know this is really important, that it's not just a matter of show up and hear a little bit of information about the credit union and to say everything sounds good and we approve the budget. It's now you have to know what they're doing, why they're doing it, what risk the credit union has, what controls are putting in place to address those risks. They're supposed to be responsible for all of this now.
All right, good message to end on. Jim, always a pleasure, man. Well done. Well done, lad. Drive carefully.
Thanks.